Open your Bibles with me this morning to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. I'm going to go to verse 13. 27:13 from the New Living Testament reads, "Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living." The psalmist is kind of distraught, and he's telling God all his problems. But he says, at the end of the psalm, he says, yet, all these problems go on, and things aren't always right in the world. Things aren't always right for me. My enemies are there, and they seem to overcome me at times. But yet he says, I'm confident that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Right.
And that's the positive confession before something good happens.
Yeah.
Things are going bad, but I'm going to have a positive confession about it.
Right.
Then he goes on in 14, and he gives us some instruction. He says, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. And from the Message Bible, it reads, stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. And from the King James, it says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And the interesting thing it's saying here is, as we think of the word wait, what comes to your mind? Sitting, waiting, quietly, really doing nothing. Not true. Not true at all. The Hebrew word is kava, and it's an action word. It means to bind together by twisting. So waiting on the Lord isn't sitting doing nothing. It's getting more intimate all the time with Jesus, being totally twisted together as a braid that can't be torn apart. You can pull and struggle, but it's close. And that's what we need to do. Not wait, do nothing, but wait, getting closer in prayer, in worship, praising Him, thinking what He's thinking about the situation instead of what we're seeing in the natural eye. We want to call on the supernatural aspect of God. And to be able to do that, we need to be bound together like a braid, to tarry with Him, to spend time with Him. Not just wait, standing like a dumb dodo waiting for a bus at a bus stop. Does anybody do that anymore? We used to a long time ago. There used to be bus stops. You used to wait at bus stops. Anyway, Matthew Henry says about these two verses, he says, God's time to help those that trust in Him is when all other helpers fail. He is a surer and better friend than earthly parents are or can be. What was the belief which supported the psalmist? That he should see the goodness of the Lord. There is nothing like the believing hope of eternal life, the foresights of that glory, and foretastes of those pleasures. And that is really, really true. And that keeps us from fainting under all calamities. In the meantime, he should be strengthened to bear up under his burdens. Let us look unto the suffering Savior and pray in faith not to be delivered into the hands of our enemies. And when I read that, I thought, ooh, that's saying the Lord's Prayer every day, isn't it? That's totally in harmony with the New Testament and the Lord's Prayer. Let us encourage each other to wait on the Lord. And when we do that, we don't just say, wait on the Lord, be patient, wait on the Lord. We're going to encourage them into intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. So they have their own relationship. Let us encourage each other to wait on the Lord with patient expectation and fervent prayer. I like Matthew Henry. I like his commentary. Let's stand and let's say, we're going to say the whole thing together. We're going to say verse 13 out of the New Living, and then we're going to say verse 14 out of all three translations. Okay, let's go. I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. But wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.